This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu and Kashmir today and will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees at Katra. He will dedicate the 272-kilometer Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramula rail link, USBRL, to the nation, built at a cost of 44,000 crore rupees. The fully electrified rail link includes 36 tunnels, 943 bridges, the world's highest railway arch bridge, Chenab Bridge, and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Khad. The Prime Minister will also flag off two Vande Bharat Express trains between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Srinagar with regular services starting on Saturday. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has decided to cut the repo rate by 50 basis points today to 5.5% from 6% earlier. This is the RBI's third consecutive repo rate cut as tepid inflation allowed the bank to focus on spurring economic growth. Cash reserve ratio, CRR, has also been slashed by 100 basis points, while marginal standing facility, MSF, and bank rate stand adjusted at 5.75.
The MPC decided to reduce, which is widely expected, the policy repo rate under the liquidity adjustment facility by 50 basis points to 5.5%. This is with immediate effect. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate, which is the STF rate, shall stand adjusted to 5.25%. And the marginal standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate shall stand adjusted to 5.75%.
The central bank, in its bi-monthly monetary policy meeting announced today, has shifted its policy stance from accommodative to neutral. The all-party delegation led by Congress MP Dr. Shashi Tharoor met U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance in Washington, D.C. last night. They had comprehensive discussions covering a wide array of critical issues, from counterterrorism efforts to enhancing technological cooperation. In a social media post, Mr. Tharoor termed the discussions as constructive and productive for strengthening India-U.S. strategic partnership. The delegation also met prominent members of the Indian diaspora in the US and spoke about India's resolute and united stand against terrorism and the new normal created by India through Operation Sindoor. Dr. Tharoor also spoke with Ambassador Ken Juster at Council on Foreign Relations on India's fight against terrorism. He said there is no equivalence between terrorists and their victims.
There is no equivalence between terrorists and their victims. There is no equivalent between a country that provides safe haven to terrorism and a country that's a flourishing multi-party democracy that's trying to get on with its business. There is no equivalence between a state that is a status quo power that just wants to be left alone by its neighbors where the neighbors don't agree with us.
In Brussels, the all-party delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met President of the Chamber of Deputies of the Federal Parliament of Belgium, Peter D. Rover. Talking to media, Mr. Prasad expressed gratitude to Mr. D. Rover for expressing solidarity in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army has launched Operation Shiva, a comprehensive security initiative to provide foolproof security to the 38-day Amarnath Yatra slated to commence on July the 3rd. This annual pilgrimage, one of the most revered spiritual journeys, draws thousands of devotees to the sacred Amarnath Cave Shrine in J&K, located at an altitude of 3,888 meters. In the light of recent security challenges, including the terror attack in Pahalgam on April 22nd, the army, in coordination with Central Armed Police Forces, J&K Police and the Sri Amarnathji Shrine Board, has deployed robust measures to ensure the safety of pilgrims. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam and Meghalaya today. The weather agency predicted light to moderate rainfall over northeast India, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Karnataka, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 7 days. In chess, D. Gukesh continues to etch his name into the history, securing his fourth classical victory at the 2025 Norway Chess Tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.